Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Recently, I was looking through some of my old papers and things from the time that I was in seminary, and I came across a paper that I had written many years ago. And I remembered what it was like when I was trying to write that paper. At first, it was easy to start, and I got a few pages done. But then other things took priority, other things came along, and I had to set it aside for a little while. When I came back to it later, I was really struggling. It was like I had some sort of writer's block. I couldn't really get much of anything down on paper. I couldn't make much progress at all. And I was starting to get frustrated and confused because I would labor for many hours on this and have very little to show for it. And so I decided, well, I'll just, you know, avoid it. I'll procrastinate. I'll set that aside because, you know, that solves everything, right? And of course it didn't. And as I got closer to the due date, I realized, you know, I can't keep pushing this off. So I worked on it some more, but I continued to struggle. And didn't Jesus say, my yoke is easy and my burden light? If so, then why was it so hard for me to write this paper? Why is following Jesus through his church sometimes hard and not easy? Why do we find it hard to avoid sin if the burden of being his follower is supposed to be light? Well, in considering these questions, we might recall that we are weak and broken creatures, that we can sometimes develop disordered habits and choose to do things that we ought not to do. We might do things like gossip or rashly judge others or view inappropriate materials. We might fail to do the good that we recognize we should do, but just choose not to because, you know, it's easier to take that path sometimes. And so out of weakness and brokenness, we sometimes choose sin. Okay, but why isn't it easy to stop? Why do we have a tendency to keep doing it? Well, sin presents itself as if it's the easier option, the more comfortable thing to do, the more desirable choice. However, it's always the worse option. And if we take the time to stop and pause and see what happened as a result of our choosing to sin, seeing how it affects our lives, the lives of those around us, seeing how that affects our relationship with God, then we can start to realize at least some of the harm that it causes. That really, sin ruins everything. It causes all sorts of problems. And when we recognize that harm, it's easier to want to stop. Okay, but there are many people who do want to stop sinning, and yet they struggle to do so. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden light. Why is it so hard sometimes for us to follow him then? Well, this can be true in any different ways of difficulties, challenges, or struggles that we may face. Whether it be dealing with the restrictions of COVID or financial difficulties, things that aren't even sins, like struggling to write a paper, these things, we might wonder, why is it not easy? So as I was working on that paper, I was thinking, you know, looking back on that, at the time, I was in seminary. I was striving to do what God wants me to do, to live a good and holy life. And yet there was still difficulty. There were still challenges. I was studying to be a priest. How much more can I take his yoke upon me than to strive to be in persona Christi? Yet it was still a struggle to work on that paper. And shouldn't that have been easy? I was following Jesus. Well, let's consider, what does it mean to take his yoke? And better yet, what's a yoke anyway? I mean, we hardly ever use that word these days, right? Well, if we consider a yoke is a wooden cross piece that is fastened over the necks of two animals and attached to a plow or a cart that they are to pull. In biblical times, they oftentimes would take a yoke and yoke two ox together. Usually an older ox, who's well experienced, paired with a young ox, who's rather inexperienced and unsure how to do these things. And the young ox would learn from the older, experienced ox how to do the work, how to pull the plow or the cart. And so when Jesus tells us to take his yoke upon us, he's saying that when we do the things that we should be doing it with him. Jesus would be like the older, more experienced ox, and we, the younger, inexperienced one, working together on whatever it is that we need to do. Not trying to go it alone, but learning from him as we're doing it together. That he wants us to do these things following his example of humility and accepting his grace and assistance in the process. And so if we're trying to overcome sin or attempt to face any difficulty or challenge, we're not meant to do it alone. We're meant to go about it with Christ. With the help of our Lord, it can become easy and the burden light. So during my frustration and difficulty and confusion while working on that paper, I eventually decided, you know, I'm just going to set this aside. I'm going to spend some time in prayer because I need to get away from the paper for a little bit. And as I was praying, the Lord revealed to me that I was trying to do it all by myself, that I didn't invite him into it. That I didn't open myself up to his grace and assistance. I was just trying to do it all on my own and charge through, not trusting that the Lord was wanting to be with me and assist me with his grace. And so I was learning from him how to be humble and let him show me what it is that I should be writing. I was learning how to be meek and humble of heart like our Lord. And so in prayer, I surrendered it to him. I just gave it over to him. Didn't want to hold that responsibility, that burden by myself. Just handing it over to the Lord spiritually in prayer. Invited him to help me and trusted that he would. And it was actually quite amazing. Because after I had done that and I came back to the paper, I was able to write the last few pages in half the time it took me to write two paragraphs by myself. The Lord wants to be with us in the things that we do. And with the Lord, not by ourselves trying to follow him, but with the Lord, it becomes easy and the burden light. And so, whatever struggle, difficulty, challenge, labor, or burden that you may have, come to Jesus in prayer. Invite him to be with you, to help you, to assist you. Be open to the grace that he has to offer you. Be yoked with him. And together, whatever it is, will become easy and light. It might not become as easy and light as quickly as you would like, but over time, you'd be able to recognize the Lord at work. Joyful rest in the Lord is possible for those who come to him in prayer. So let us take a moment to consider now at least one struggle, difficulty, challenge, labor that we have that we would like the Lord to help us carry, a burden we would like him to lighten for us and with us. Let us ask him that we can be yoked with him. Let us learn from him. Let us learn from him through sacred scripture, through the church and her teachings, through those who are more spiritually experienced than ourselves. Let us come to him, and together with Jesus, let us observe over time how the struggle, the labor, the burden becomes light with the help of his grace. Let us consider this as we prepare ourselves to encounter him in the most holy Eucharist.